Similarly, this planet is also an island in the air. Boys, they are understanding our philosophy.
Yes, gradually. They're attracted.
You are reading books?
Yes.
That's nice.
One boy last night, he said he was ready to move into our ashram.
Let him?
Yes.
Yes, let him move. But he's going to cut his hair?
He said yes.
Yes.
He agreed. Is that one of you? Was that one of you who said you were ready?
Nice. Very nice.
Really?
This is the qualification. Island can be developed in a very nice piece of country.
Yes.
And the leaders are intelligent.
They're very interested in our philosophy. They're very interested in our philosophy.
The leaders?
Yes.
Why do they not accept it?
Gradually they will. They're attracted. They will accept it.
Here I've seen all the islands of the Pacific and Indian Ocean. All potential. Philippines, the Philippine boys also. Very nice. They're not guided.
Fuji also.
Fiji also. Fiji mostly Indian.
Yes.
But the original Fijians, they are also very nice.
What about Bali? There are also many Asians.
Bali, there are practically Hindus.
Yes.
Yes. Everywhere. The soul is pure. They have been made impure by misleading.
All the outside influences are also here trying to make propaganda.
Yes, this is my influence. Yes. These things should be stopped.
The Chinese come and make propaganda. The Russians come and make propaganda. The Americans come and make propaganda. They become confused.
Yes.
What to do?
Climate is nice. There is good potential for producing food, keeping cows, everything nice.
It is all volcanic. The soil here is all from volcanic soil. Very rich.
Volcanic and not volcanic. Purnamidam. when it is created by God, it is complete. You are originally from India?
No, yeah, Mauritius.
Grandfather from India?
Yes.
All of you?
Yes.
Bihar? No.
Bihar?
Yes, Bihar.
Is also known as Magadha. Magadha.
Why such name?
Magadha. That is the Chandragupta and others, they were reigning in Bihar, Emperor of India. Jarasandha also belonged to Bihar. Scientist?
Yes, I study.
How this sand is made?
From the rocks, it is, they call it weathering. Weathering. The weather makes it ground up from the rocks. No. This is their theory.
No.
Is it shells from the animals?
Some from rocks.
It is made coral. From salt.
From salt?
It is called sodium silicate.
Sodium silicate. They say this is a combination of shells, coral, and rocks, ground up.
No.
But if it's salt, Prabhupada, our experience of salt is generally that it dissolves in water.
Huh?
Why? It dissolves in water, isn't it?
Silicate, that is.
Salt and silicon. But
salt and silicon.
You know something of science?
Something. It's chemistry.
It is melted in fire and glass is made.
Yes. It becomes clear.
No, that you have to add chemicals.
Oh.
Hawaii, on the beach side, there are many, many coconut trees. Huh?
Many of them are ripped up by the cyclone. Many of them have been ripped up by the cyclone, pine trees and coconut trees.
You make a little bit of a dance here. In Hawaii, there is no cyclone, I think.
No.
Hawaii.
They have a volcano on one island. There is one volcano that goes every 12 years.
Yeah, there is any volcano?
No,
this
nothing left.
Only once. Once we had. The island has been created by a volcano itself. And then afterwards, we have no volcano. There are craters. At Kyopi. We have a dead crater.
Volcano? There was a volcano here?
Yes.
When? Huh?
Yeah, it created it.
There's something which we don't know. We are not so sure.
Recently it came up?
No, we are not so sure of it because before humans had been met in Mauritius.
Oh.
So far away.
No, but it is stated that.
Yes,
this is a project. Please tell us about the creation of the Earth. Creation. About the creation. I have read it from Bible too, about Adam and Eve. Do you think that it's true?
What is the idea of Adam?
God has created him.
So the same process is mentioned in Vedas. God created Brahma and he created this universe.
All which we can see on the earth has been created by
Brahma.
Who is Brahma?
Brahma is the first creature in the universe created by God. He came from the navel.
The navel of God. Therefore, by himself, he could create everything, Swamiji.
Who?
Brahma himself.
Yes, he was only empowered.
He was only one person.
Empowered by God. God created Brahma and he was empowered to create the universe.
There should not have been two people, a female, a male. There should not have been two people, a male and a female, to create everything.
Yes, male and female.
Then, apart from Brahma, there would have been something else.
No, Brahma created male and female.
He himself created it from...
From his ear, from his eyes, from his like that. From many parts of his body.
Swamiji, there is something quite confusing. Lord Krishna created Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu in his turn created Lord Brahma. So,
not created, expanded. It's like one candle is burning, and you lit up another candle. So this candle is not created. It is simply power transfer. Expansion, you can call it expansion. Dipachireva hi dasan taramabhupetya. Expansion of the light.
Sorry.
This is contents iodine. This is iodine. That CP is going or coming?
Going.
Neither.
But he's sitting.
Or it is standing.
He's sitting, yes.
Swamiji, do you think that the Bible about the Adam is Brahma, it has been copied from the Indian philosophy to put it there in different name?
Because from historical point of view, it is copied because Vedas are created by Brahma long, many millions of years. And Bible is created 2,000 years. So we have to take the original. All religious system of the world, they are taken from Vedas. Some different parts. Therefore, they are not complete. The age of Bible is not more than 2,000 years. Yes. The age of Veda, you cannot calculate, millions and millions.
Why is it, Prabhupada, that in earlier parts of the Kali Yuga, no one like yourself came throughout the rest of the world and preached Krishna consciousness?
Preach? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached? His descendant preached? Why do you say no one preached?
But throughout the rest of the world, places like Japan and
your calculation
Australia,
of the world. If it is preached anywhere, that is preached on the world. It was not spread, you can say.
Yes.
But it was preached.
The seed was planted.
Yeah.
They were saving it for you.
For you also.
I think they had their hands full with India. They had their hands full with India, all of the preachers.
Yeah. What they are collecting?
Crabs, I think.
Quite early.
Crabs.
Swamiji, it is prohibited to consume flesh, meat. Mm. It's because that there is some there is soul in the body, and if we kill it, therefore we are doing a sin. Mm. I think it's because of that we can't consume meat according to the Vedic literature. Mm. But what about plants, Swamiji?
Plants also, they are also killed.
Uh-huh.
They are also killed.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, plants are killed by the order of Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Therefore you are not responsible.
Therefore, if we say that we can kill some animal by the order of Krishna.
Yeah,
that,
then you are not responsible. Suppose I kill one snake by the stick.
Uh-huh.
The stick is not responsible. I am responsible.
Uh-huh. When do you think that you know that Krishna is responsible and not
I? You learn from the Shastra.
To kill
you Krishna. Learn from Bhagavad Gita what Krishna says and do it. Then you are not responsible for anything. Just like there is law book. If you act, don't keep so near. Act according to law book, then you are not criminal. If you violate the law book, then you are criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, what Krishna says, that is recorded in the Shastra, especially in the Bhagavad Gita. So you act what is said in the Bhagavad Gita, then you remain free from all sinful reaction. Jagyathe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Jagyartha means for Krishna.
Yes.
Whatever you do, that's all right. Otherwise, you have become bound up by the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Annatra karma bandhana. Karma bandhana means you are bound up by the reaction. So therefore, you have to act according to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
If you act differently, then you are responsible.
How would you know what to consume and what not, Swamiji?
That is stated in the Shastra.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna says, patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchati.
Mm-hmm.
Patram means vegetable leaves, pusmam flower.
Mm-hmm.
In this way, whatever he says, you collect and offer to him and take prasada, then you are not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you collect for yourself even patram without offering to Krishna, if you take your response for killing.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether you kill a big animal or a small plant, you are responsible.
Yes.
Just like a soldier, he kills hundreds and thousands of men and he is given gold medal.
Yes.
And as soon as he kills one man, for his sense gratification, he is hanged. is it not?
Yes.
He can say, I have killed so many men, at that time I was not hanged, I was given gold medal. How is that? I have killed only one man, I am going to be hanged. That is law. You cannot do anything on your own account, sense gratification. Then you are responsible. Everything is stated. Read Bhagavad Gita very thoroughly and try to understand. Then everything will be clear. How to live, how to organize society. We have to live the same thing. We are also working, we are also eating, we are sleeping. We are also marrying, but according to Krishna's direction. Then it is Krishna conscious life and perfect life. And as soon as you do anything whimsically at your will, then you are responsible. Krishna Krishna or his representative. Krishna is giving instruction and his representative is explaining. In both ways, Krishna is helping. So even so much facility being offered to you, if you don't take advantage, then you are committing suicide. Atmaha. Atmaha. It's like the sea is now calm and quiet. If you want to go somewhere, take advantage of it. And if you start your boat while it is cyclone, then you'll be drowned. So, Krishna has left the book of instruction, Bhagavad Gita. It is a favorable condition. And the spiritual master is the captain. And you take advantage. This human body is a good boat. So good boat, favorable condition, good captain. Take advantage of crossing this ocean. Otherwise you are committing suicide. Devijesha Gunami Mama Maya Gurutva. It is very difficult to cross over this ocean of nisance. But these are the favorable conditions. One should take advantage of this favorable condition and cross over this ocean of nisance.
Many people, they don't want to accept their captain. They want to go all alone.
Let them be drowned. Who can check them? If they do not accept good captain, let them be drowned. There is no regret for them. Let them go to hell. That they are going, actually. For their dog's obstinacy, they are going to hell. Adanta gobhi visataantam isham. This is still. Because they cannot control their senses. They're going to hell.
Yes. Swamiji, is there any hell or paradise existing?
Yes, above yes,
the
why
world?
Not?
Above the world?
Why not?
Or in the world?
Huh? You know everything where, what is where? Do you know? Then why do you ask this question? There is. There is planet. Hell is planet.
I don't know. I have thought about this, that the hell or the paradise exists only in this world itself.
And because you are the frog of the well. The frog of the well thinks this well is everything. And if you say there is Atlantic Ocean, he cannot imagine. The frog of the well. You know, frog of the well,
yes, yeah.
A 3 feet well.
You would know
and a
this.
Frog is there, and he's thinking this is everything. And some friend comes and informs, oh, I have seen very big water, Atlantic. He simply imagines, huh? It's big. How much big? 1 foot more? Or like 2 feet? Or like 3 feet? Like so the frogs in the well, they cannot understand. You should be not a frog in the well. You should be liberal to hear from the authorities, Vedas. Then you'll understand. And if you remain a frog in the well, all these rascal scientists, they are all frog in the well. They have got little calculation of this planet and they have no information. There are so many millions of planets. What do they know? They cannot, could not study even this moon planet. Wrongly study. The moon planet is above the sun planet. 1,600,000 miles above. What do they know? They are thinking the moon planet is in between the earth and the earth. So they all rank for wrong calculation.
Swamiji, it has been said that as we act, We take bus according to our action. So if we have done thing, we must take bus according to the law of God.
Therefore, you must take bus.
Yes.
That is a fact. Uh-huh. You cannot avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
But according to karma,
mm-hmm.
you have to take bus.
Yes. But therefore, this means that you pay what you have robbed. Yes. Huh? Therefore, do you think that
when your this heart is torn,
mm-hmm.
you have to purchase one shirt.
Yeah, yes.
Now that shirt you have to purchase according to your price.
Yes.
If you have good price, then you get a good shirt. If you have no money,
yes.
then you get a bad shirt.
Hey, I wanted to say this, Swamiji, that hell also is situated in this world itself, because where do you think that we can pay our debt?
Mm-hmm.
The sin, the debt of our sin. Where do you think that we pay it? In the hell, which is not
hell is the place for your punishment.
Therefore, it is on the earth itself.
Mm-hmm. Why earth?
In the planet's earth, no.
No. It can be
in any planet.
Many millions miles away.
Mm-hmm. But it is not located. Only hell is located in one place, or a Prada is located in another place.
Yeah,
do you think so, Swamiji?
Yeah, yeah.
But there are many
different planets.
Yeah. There are many people who suffer in this world itself. That
they are first of all trained up in that hellish planet, and then they come here to suffer the same standard of life.
When our soul gets out from our body, do you think it goes to the hell or
hellish planet
hemisphere?
Ah.
Or it takes bus immediately afterward?
Huh? Yes, those who are sinful, they do not take immediately bus.
Mm-hmm.
They first of all train down in the hellish planet how to suffer,
mm-hmm.
to become akasta, and then they are taken bus and suffer. Just you pass IAS, then you become an assistant to the magistrate, you learn, and then you are posted as magistrate. Mm-hmm. Even if you are fit for going back to home, back to Godhead,
mm-hmm.
you are first of all
mm-hmm.
transferred to the universe where Krishna is now present.
Mm-hmm.
And there you become akasta, then you go to real Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, after our death,
every arrangement by God is perfect.
Uh-huh.
Purnam. Purnamada. Purnamidam. Purnat. Purnam. Whatever is created by God, that is perfect.
So all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya also were.
Mm-hmm.
All of the associates of Lord Chaitanya also were in the same position.
Yeah.
Liberated souls. Does Lord Chaitanya always appear just after Krishna?
Mm.
In every universe.
Mm. Questions are answered. Or not yet. Make it clear.
Yes, I'm thinking about it.
The science of Krishna consciousness
mm-hmm.
and educate your man on this island and be happy. There is good potency for this island.
Yes.
Don't be misled by the misleaders.
Mm. There are many of them here also.
Here in the understanding, and help your people. That is good service.
In the Bhagavad, I was asked the question by a man. He asked me, Lord Shiva, Lord Ramachandra was praying to Lord Shiva in the Ramayana. Hmm. And so he's taken Lord Shiva as the Supreme God. Hmm. And we didn't have a clear answer to him. We couldn't, you know. Could you instruct us, please?
Hmm?
Could you instruct us on this matter? Why?
Lord Ramchandra worshipped his devotees just like sometimes Krishna worshipped Radharani and touched his feet, her feet. That does not mean that Krishna, just like Krishna was tolerating ear pulling by Mother Yashoda. That does not mean the Mother Yashoda is the Supreme. Krishna was carrying the wooden shoes of Nanda Maharaj. But that does not mean Nanda Maharaj is greater than Krishna. It is Krishna's pleasure. It's like sometimes the father takes the son on the shoulder. Carries. Does it mean the father is inferior than the son? So this is third class man's conclusion. They do not know what is Krishna, what is Ram. Krishna says that Aham Adirhi Devanam. So he is the origin of Lord Shiva. So how Shiva can be the Supreme? We have to consult Shastra. Krishna does not say that Shiva is Supreme. So if a third class man says Shiva is Supreme, we have to accept it. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, that is Supreme. Not a third class man's version. Is it clear? Yes. We should not take a third class, fourth class man's bhajan. We should take from the Shastra.
Shiva is not the name of God?
Yes. Shiva is next to God. It's like jugad, dahi. You know dahi? What is this dahi?
Dead meat.
Huh? Milk. But it is not milk. Dahi is not anything but milk, but it is not milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva is nothing but Vishnu, but it is not Vishnu. Is it clear now? You can say, well, the dahi is nothing but milk. Yes, but it is not milk. If instead of milk you take dahi, the result will be different. And if you take milk instead of dahi, the result will be different. Although the milk and dahi is the same thing, same ingredient. So you have to understand in that way. Lord Shiva is not different from the Supreme Lord. Everyone is not different from the Supreme Lord. But it's still different. This is the perfect philosophy, achinta bhedave, simultaneously one and different.
So, Swamiji, in all the temples in Mauritius, especially, in all the temples in Mauritius, the supreme deity, whom everybody considers...
Supreme deity is Vishnu.
No, but we consider Lord Shiva to be the supreme deity because we...
But that is your lack of knowledge. I have already explained that. That yogurt is not different from milk. It is milk, but still it is not milk. You have to understand like that.
Yes.
Lord Shiva is not different from Vishnu, but he is still not Vishnu.
No, but we offer the prayer first to Shiva and Adoto. That is.
That you do. There is no harm. Yes. Lord Shiva is also, he's called Mahadev. Amongst the demigods, he is the chief. So, if you worship Lord Shiva, we also worship Shiva. It is not that we disrespect Shiva. We offer our utmost respect to Lord Shiva. But that does not mean that he is the Supreme Lord.
The difference that is there,
Swami. Difference I have already explained. You cannot understand.
We pray Shiva first and then we go to pray Krishna.
So that you do, there is no harm. There is no harm. But you should understand what is Shiva and what is Vishnu. If you offer first prayer to Lord Shiva, there is no harm, it is good. He is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. He is our spiritual master. He is Vaishnava. Why not offer first respect to him? And then, but if you take Lord Shiva as the Supreme, that is insult. You are giving me respect as spiritual master, but if you give me overestimation that you are the king of the whole world, that is insult. That is insult. That is not prayer. If you offer me prayer as I am befitting, then it is all right. But if you give me prayer which is for which I am not befitting, that is insult. That is insult. So you must know what is the position of Lord Shiva. He is Vaishnava. He is the greatest devotee. He is the number one, demigods and everything is all right. But if you say that he is the Supreme, then he will feel insult. Then what is this nonsense saying? So don't insult him in that. That will go against your credit. He doesn't like that.
Also, one other question came up from this man.
A man may ask how many nonsense. A man is man, imperfect man. Why you bother about that? Man is imperfect. You have to take conclusion from the Shastra. A man may say anything nonsense. What do we have got to do with him? He is a man after all, imperfect man. So what is the value of his statement?
I think that because he is a man and he is imperfect, that he asks questions to know.
No, if he submissively asks to know, then we can explain. If he challenges, then he should be avoided.
Yeah.
And he is a rascal. He does not know what is what.
Yesterday at that meeting, they were challenging some of the men yesterday.
So I replied in that way.
Yes. Yes.
Then why you put this ridiculous question?
Yes. Before he asked it.
Yes. That's what he could not understand. Yes. That you knew he was.
The other man, I said, why do you bring India? India. Never, Krishna never said. Yadayadayahi Hindu Dharma Saglani. Nonsense. What is this? Dharma Saglani. Why do you bring Hindu Dharma in India? That is their imperfectness of knowledge. We are not talking of Hindu Dharma, Muslim Dharma, this Dharma. We are talking of what is religion. Dharmantu Saksad Bhagavatam. Religion means the law given by God. You should know what is God, what is that law. That is religion.
They all think we are propagating Hinduism because we are wearing dhoti.
They are thinking they are rascals. They are thinking like that. Therefore I say they are imperfect. They are imperfectly thinking. Sure. Muslims and the Christian, the Scotland man, he appreciates.
Yes.
So we do not say anything about any particular section. We are speaking about God. God does not belong to any section. When Krishna said that there should be four divisions, Chaturbarnang Maya system, he does not say that this division should be in the Hindu society or in India. He never says. So why they take it as a Hindu? Krishna does not say that it is meant for the Hindus, for India. If God says that I have created the sun, does it mean sun is created for India, not for this island? But these are foolishness. Whatever is spoken by God, that is meant for everyone, all over the universe. That is real understanding. Huh?
It's in the American Constitution that all men are created equally.
Yeah. That is real idea.
So they complain that if all men are created equally, then each man will have equal opportunity.
Yeah. You can become a Brahmin, equal opportunity, well-giving. Any man, he may be Chandala, but we give them opportunity. Come on, you become a Brahmin. We don't deny, oh, you are coming from a Chandala family, you cannot become Brahmin. No, we don't say that. We give equal opportunity. Means that before this movement, really Vedic culture was never broadcast. Therefore, they are finding somewhere contradiction, something astonishing. But Vedic culture is meant for the whole world.
It has been misrepresented.
Yeah. The other day, before Mr. Nanda, that how Brahmin can be from any family, he did not know. No rascal informed before me. Therefore, he was a little surprised. He was also mixed with Anandamayi, this mind, that, Sandra, and nobody informed me. He was kept in darkness. That was the first time that he could understand that Chaturbarnang Maya system, Brahmin can be prepared from anywhere. The whole India is under the impression that Brahmin can be prepared. Brahmin is manufactured in India and the son of a Brahmin is a Brahmin.
This is propagated by the Brahmins themselves, though, isn't it?
Whatever it may be, this is the current idea. Culture is meant for everyone